USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
State senators in Indiana approve a near-total ban on abortion by a single vote in a rare Saturday session. The bill would prohibit the procedure unless rape or incest is involved, if the pregnancy is less than 8 weeks post-fertilization, 12 weeks for someone younger than 16 years old. In either situation, a notarized affidavit attesting to the attack would be required. The legislation now moves to the State House for public testimony and possible amendments. President Biden back in isolation after testing positive again for COVID-19. There have been no reemergence of symptoms, and the president is doing quite well, says White House physician Kevin O'Connor, who adds there is no reason to reinitiate treatment at this time. Upcoming trips out of Washington have been canceled. July turned out to be the best month for Wall Street since November 2020. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.